Mr. Robinson, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. Doing well, Mr. Cooper. How are you doing today?
All right. Let's cut off the misters and just call each other Ashley and Ralph. Is that all right?
That's fine, sir. That's fine.
Okay. Ashley Robinson, the new athletic director at Prairie View A&M University. How does that make you? When you hear that, Ashley, what comes to your mind?
That makes me feel very, very honored and proud to be a part of the PV family. PV has a very unique and special situation, and I'm very honored to be named the athletic director at PV AMU University.
Now, you've been the athletic director, director of athletics at Mississippi Valley State University, and you were at Prairie View at one time as a vice president of athletic compliance and academic advising. And now you're running the program. How old a guy are you?
I am 33.
You're a youngster. And congratulations on not only on your part, but on the part of Prairie View A&M University for giving a young guy a shot at this position. Talk about that for a moment, what that means to you.
I think that's one of my major goals. I started administration back in, 7, 8 years ago, and my major goal is to be an athletic director. And I'm so honored to be an athletic director at HBCU and in the HBCU community. When I came to Prairie View in 2010, it was an honor to be able to serve as the compliance and academic person for athletics and was able to support that program. And now, as you see, we have one of the leading APRs in the conference, and I think that speaks volumes. My number one goal is to make sure we graduate our student athletes and make sure we do well academically. I feel like what you do on the court reflects on the court, off the court.
Okay, now you're replacing Fred Washington, who was in that position for 5 years, and he did a tremendous job in regards to a number of ways at Prairie View, winning the grade thing, compliance, and also getting some other situations off the ground for Prairie View. Now you've got to pick up the baton and keep running with it. What are some of your, give us one of your main goals right off the top.
One of my main goals right off the top is being able to support the coaches and their athletic programs, being able to give the coaches what they need to be successful, for each individual sport. Being able to detail that and to be able to, continue the success in academics and continue the success of Fred Washington. My major goal is I want to continue the pride of PV Athletics, continue and advance the program.
Okay. And, again, you're 33 years old. Did you play any sports?
Yes, played basketball for Mississippi Valley and hold two records and also in the Hall of Fame there.
And you played for one of the great coaches, not only in the SWAC, but college basketball, Coach Stribling, right?
Yeah, Coach Lafayette Stribling. Yes, sir.
Okay, and what did you learn from that situation that will enhance you as the AD up at Prairie View?
Being an athlete and also working with, being a part of Coach Lafayette Stribling as a head coach, he taught me a lot of time management. Taught me how to manage my time and to do things in a timely manner. That was the most important thing that we learned. And we learned that, and able to play sports, he preached well on academics. He was a tremendous motivator as well. But I learned a lot from him, and time management is one of the big areas that I learned from him.
Okay. And as we, which part of Mississippi, are you from Mississippi?
Yes, I'm from Jackson, Mississippi.
Okay, and I guess you went to, why did you choose Mississippi Valley State? And why is it you came off the bat talking about being at a historically black university? Tie those two in together. Why is that important to you?
That's one of my major goals is growing up, is seeing HBCUs. I grew up around HBCUs. My family is Jacksonians, a lot of Jackson State alumni, and a lot of people ask me, why did I go to Valley? When I met Coach Stribling, at an early age, and my junior year of high school started recruiting me, and he's one of the first coaches to recruit me. So that definitely gave me, an idea of exactly where I wanted to go to college at. And just with the HBCUs, I want to be able to give back. We have so many people that graduated from our HBCUs that are not giving back. And, I thank God for this opportunity. I'm able to give back to my HBCUs and enhance our programs. I think our programs are growing. I think we have great, great potential. And I'm going to take this program as far as it goes, whether it be FBS, whether it be mid-major. But I want to be able to say I gave back to the HBCU computer. I want to show people that, it can be done at HBCU and it can be done at PV Athletics.
Well, I know you've got a flight to catch. I want to congratulate you again. Is it any one thing or anything that I may have missed here that you wanted to share with those who are listening, especially your Prairie View family?
I wanted to share with my Prairie View family. I want to let them know that I want, you know, my goal is to engage the community and alumni together to make sure we are a team. I want to send one message, whether it's the university or the athletic department. I want to send one message as a team to let them know we need to engage and have everybody be on the same page.
Okay. Hey, again, congratulations and have a safe flight back home. And we'll check with you later when you land back here in the Houston area.
All right. Thank you, Ralph.
Thank you, Ashley. All Ashley right. Robinson. The new athletic director at Prairie View A&M University, and we want to congratulate him and also congratulate Prairie View A&M University on hiring someone 33 years old. And Chelsea and Don, to see a 33-year-old get an athletic director's job, what does that mean to the two of you? I mean, he's not too far ahead of you guys.
I think it's good for the school, for PV, to have a young athletic director, giving those athletic students a chance to, you know, just not go to school and or get their education or just play sports. There was somebody that plays sports in college and already understands what they need to do to keep the grade point average up as well as excel on and off the court or field or whatever they may be doing.
Chelsea, you got anything?
I think it's good because